Good.
Welcome everybody, Satnam, October 8th, I think it's October 8th, no wait, maybe it's the 9th, I have to go look at my computer. Well, welcome everybody to this, I guess what I'm feeling, what all of us were just talking about, is a new birthing field. Let's see, oh, it's the 9th, okay, October 9th, 2012. Welcome to the new birthing field. I'm getting kind of a squeaky sound in the background. It could be electronic. Closing some of my doors there. Okay, good. Okay, now. Good. All right, so that's what I'm feeling at this moment is we've entered a new level. We've entered a new birthing field as we've moved into the water. So thank you. Thank you, Adi Love, for reminding us that birth comes out of water, comes out of the water element. And that is what I'm feeling. And I was just feeling so much that when we were sharing about the mandalas that people were experiencing during the week, I was feeling so much when Arit was talking about the mandalas of the heart, and Tejpreet was talking about the mandala of the ego self, of the higher self. And that's what I've really been feeling too. I've been feeling we've been talking about, last week we talked about the projections from our souls, from our light, the light of our souls moving through our physical bodies, through 3D to connect up with the higher dimensions, with whatever we want to call it, the ascended masters, the galactics, the higher dimensional being that Gaia herself is birthing, being birthed into. So I'm feeling that we're at a birthing ceremony. That's what I'm feeling right now, that we're at a birthing ceremony where right now we're holding the space for Gaia and for us, because we're part of the Divine Feminine, the Divine Mother, to be birthed into this next level of awareness, this next level of divinity. So thank you, everybody, and welcome everybody to this new field, the field of the Divine Feminine, where it's actually safe to express these more sensitive, higher frequencies more and more on the planet, and we don't have to hide our love away, so to speak. So we've got, astrologically this week, we've got Venus has moved into Virgo, which means we're connecting with the Earth, the Divine Feminine, birthing the new field, the new energetic field for Gaia, to really, Gaia and the Divine Feminine, for that expression to be present, to be here. More love, the expression of love. And then we've got the water elements. We've got Mercury and Saturn have moved into Scorpio. And Saturn's going to be in Scorpio until December 2014. So we've got a couple years of the Saturn element, that which grounds us, that which keeps us connected to the Earth, with the water element, the deepest Pluto, Scorpio ruled by Pluto, the depth. So we are starting now and going into these deeper levels for the next period of time with this Saturn in Scorpio, really birthing any the depth of our soul onto the planet. And so what's happening is as we reconfigure, as we re-triangulate our souls, the light of our souls, our light bodies, with the higher frequencies, retuning our souls with the whole attunement with the galaxy, anything that is out of harmony with that, out of harmony with that truth, the Sat Nam, the truth being that we are galactic interdimensional beings, will come up for us. So any 3D imprint, such as what we may have felt from our mother, which is our moon, whatever your moon's in, our father, our son. So whatever has come up that's imprinted us, there's anything that supports us that doesn't support us in being interdimensional, multidimensional, galactic, cosmic, expanded, expressive beings floating in this water, in this sea of love that we're expanding out into to connect with the frequency of the whole galaxy and the galactic core, the center of the Milky Way galaxy, which that alignment is coming right up in December very soon. So we're feeling more and more that urgency to release anything that's not of that alignment. So if there was some trauma that might come up, or even if you see traumas coming up for people around you, it's just a good time to be aware that we can swim right through these. So we don't have to attach our personalities or any thoughts to them. So the more that if you feel something come up in you that you feel is limiting you or has limited you, if you can just breathe and feel that you're fluid and that you're swimming through it, then that's the best way to literally move through that which maybe in the past you felt has held you back from birthing your life into the world. So when these different channels and everything that you read talk about your light body, that is the 6, 7, 8, 9 through 10, 11 into mastery, our spiritual bodies. So we've been talking about triangulating the light of your soul, the light of our soul, through directing the light of the soul through the mind, 2, 3, and 4, through the mental bodies, into the physical body, which is where we can connect with the heart chakra, which is also called the Merkaba. So the Merkaba just means the triangles that are spinning interdimensionally. So we have to come in into neutral, the neutral mind, so we can connect with the heart, so that it's basically heart overhead. So the first, number one, so anybody that's born on the first, that has a soul of one, whether it's anybody on this call right now or anybody listening later to the recorded version. So that's the first lesson, mission, challenge. So people that have a soul vibration of one, so the first challenge is to get into the heart chakra. So it's heart overhead or balance. So soul of one are the first step, but especially if you're born on the first, is to notice where that balance is, where we are allowing ourselves to breathe in and move through the confines of the mind into the expansion of the heart. We're allowing the light of our souls to pierce any 3D imprints or thought forms that have been limiting us, like I said, from either of our parents. This is especially a parent or coming up at this time. So if you can just allow the light of your soul to pierce through any limiting concepts and bring that light through the neutral mind, connecting with the heart, the Merkaba of the heart, then through that you can penetrate into the void, so to speak, and connect with what's happening right now, the birthing process. So that's anybody that has a soul of one, or we know that that's the first step, using the light of the soul to penetrate the mind, to come into the heart. That's the first thing that we as humans, light beings, get to do, bring balance, get into balance with the light, balance with connecting the light of our soul with our spiritual bodies. Then anybody that has a soul of two, okay, Yogi Bhajan's saying, just give a little bit. Okay, give a couple sentences of what we've been working with up to this point. I'm kind of jumping in. So what we've been working with on the last few calls is we're at this point where I was having visions about and experiencing, and I think other people have been too, and then I've been reading quote-unquote channeled information on the internet, where people, where that original fall when Atlantis blew up, that we've been working on reconfiguring our connection with all the planets and with the galaxy. So we've been extending our triangulating the light of our soul through our heart chakras out to the higher frequencies, the light of the divine, the light of the divine feminine, the light of the unified field, the light of consciousness, the light of the field of compassion that holds the world together, the ethers that holds the universe together. So we've been reconfiguring, we've been basically plugging back in. So rather than being having a bunch of fractals that basically have allowed people to go off in maybe directions that have been destructive, we're reweaving that original core thread, that core connection, that connection of unity consciousness, that portal. We're reweaving that portal, and the way we're doing that is by allowing this light from our soul to reconnect with the light of the oneness, the light of the timeline of unity that is meant to be rewoven at this time as we move into December 2012 and beyond. So as I talk about these different ways that we're all doing that, and I'm just giving you basically calibrated information so you can adjust your calibration as we talk about this. That's what I'm doing right now by talking about the qualities, the soul qualities that we all have within us, but especially the day you were born is your soul number. So you can know as something comes up for you or as you're meditating or breathing or working with the field or working with your own thoughts or your own experiences, if you have as a reference point your soul quality, that one word, that's going to help you calibrate your frequency to help repair this timeline, this cord, like an umbilical cord that has been fractured. So we're reweaving the umbilical cord, which is our connection to the divine. So soul of one, balance. Heart connecting our inner essence, our inner essence of creativity with our heart. The heart being the sun and the mind being the moon. So soul of one, or the first step, is not to get trapped in the mind or get all moony, you know? Get all emotional, in other words. Get trapped, get caught underwater. So if you're feeling trapped by something, like the moon, by maybe an impression that you got from your mother or however that shows up for you, remember that the heart is the sun. So you can just breathe into your heart and breathe into your inner essence of creativity. That's the first step. And then you're able to move into the constant flow of spontaneous imagination. So soul of one, balance. Being able to stay connected with the constant flow of spontaneous imagination and moving that out through your heart into the field of creativity. So you can bring your particular love and creativity signature into the field, into the unified field. Okay, good. That feels really good. I'm feeling a shift right now. So also on these calls, but I think everybody knows that we do have the master working with us. So we have the tantric transmissions going on where I'm basically talking about concepts, but there's also many dimensions happening. And right then I felt like a dimensional shift, like the master started kind of working with us to help us hold that frequency of our own unique creativity and allow us to birth your own creativity signature into the field, like the mandala. So there was kind of a shifting of the mandala, a more completion, more movement of the mandala. So you can be aware as you listen and breathe where you feel those shifts in your mind, in your body, in your breath. So you can breathe more deeply and relax into the mandala of the divine, the mandala of creation, the flow, the watery flow that's moving us right now. Okay. Okay, Yogi Bhajan is saying thank you. He needed a little ketchup. Ketchup and mustard and on the tofu hot dogs. Okay, a little humor thrown in. So we've got Mars moving into Sagittarius. So Mars is that energy which moves us forward, and Sagittarius, of course, is the higher mind, which means new possibilities. It's that fire element, so it's a good time to, if you feel burning with creativity or burning with new ideas, you want to be birthing those into the field. And we've got Jupiter going retrograde, so it's a time to integrate your ideas. Don't just expand, but what you've been working on, is this is a good time to refine your creativity and go into this deeper reality that this Mercury and Saturn and Scorpio are bringing to us. Like, go deeper in. Don't just keep, like, expanding out. Come back. Retrogrades are like, okay, bring it back. Now bring it in and bring it down in connecting with Gaia, connecting with Earth. Very Pluto. Bring it into the lower chakras. Birth it onto the world. Let the birth come through. So you're going to birth through the lower chakras. Through the Gaia chakras. You know, lower chakras sounds kind of like lower, higher, you know. Maybe the lower chakras aren't as good. How about the Gaia chakras? How about the first three chakras being the Gaia chakras? You know, I like that. That takes it out of the kind of something that could sound sort of judgmental. So we've had Mars and Scorpio, so we've gone deep. So now we've got Sagittarius. Take it to this level of connection, this level of higher mind, this level of connection with the unified field. Move into the infinite organizing power, the infinite organizing principle. Merge with that in the unified field. So if any shadows come up from the past, because with this depth it can be a shadow time, like shadows on the water, just swim through them and look at how you can use your personal light to swim through any shadows on the surface of the water as you reconfigure your own connection to not what your parents thought and how you had to configure yourself to be what your father wanted you to be or your mother wanted you to be or what they think you needed to do to survive, but it's a time to reconfigure your own light with your connection, your own personal connection to the galaxy. So now the sun and the moon are your parents. You've got galactic parents that are basically saying, yes, your gifts are valuable, your own unique gifts. We're not trying to mold you based on what 3D society says you need to do or be to fit in, to survive. So it's time to break out of the mold, to literally break the 3D mold. And it, you know, there could be some moments of, you know, floundering in the water. Where am I? What's this? Who am I if I'm not molded by what others thought of me or what others thought I should do? This is the time to break the mold. This is the time to break out of the mold. So breathe. Our Ascended Master Yogi Bhajan is really helping us break up some patterns right now, some karmic patterns, he's telling me. So just breathe, even from past lives. So just allow that, especially in the navel center. So, you know, breathe deeply into your belly, into your Gaia chakras. Don't you love that? And breathe down. So you feel that abundance in your Gaia chakras, which is where the fear of survival, money, lack, all those things have existed. The inner child not being taken care of. So right now is just a moment where we're getting some tantric transmissions to break up some karmic patterns in the Gaia chakras. So you can experience your own internal dynamism, your own internal dynamic, and that is a quality of the unified field, infinite dynamism. And when you birth into this field of infinite dynamism, the field is fluid, flexible. So just feel these in your Gaia chakras, as I say, the qualities of this field of infinite dynamism. This field is fluid, flexible, silent. It can create any possibility. It can create any possibility. This field is silent, but the quality of this field is the deeper and the more profound the silence, the more dynamism exists. So this is a very, this is a space that really takes you into that Pluto, that depth place, the depth of yourself, infinite dynamism. So you can just allow yourself to go in there, and then what emerges from that is infinite creativity. So this allows you to move into connection with the creation of the entire universe and the magnificence of your own creativity, the magnificence of the gift that you are, just whatever that is, just the beauty of your field when you merge your own light with the field of compassion. Just if you observe or look upon the world with compassion, that itself is a very wonderful, magnanimous gift to give to the world, to hold yourself as the observer, as an observer with compassion. If you are in your neutral mind and you are observing the world with compassion, that act alone changes the world. You don't necessarily have to birth something that everybody can look at and see and say, isn't that wonderful? This is a different, this can be a different type of birthing, of birthing qualities, that you're holding that frequency of those qualities with the unified field and grounding them in your Gaia chakras onto the planet. You move into pure knowledge, and that has to do with the Sat Nam. The knowledge that's pure is the truth, and truth, the quality of truth, is what connects us up with the frequency of all the dimensions, all the 10 dimensions, all the 10 bodies into mastery. So you want to be vibrating at the field of truth, because it's true in every dimension. Nanak says it was true in the beginning, it's true now, it shall always be true. As such, you got such, heavy such, Nanaka Hosi Bisit. Nanak says it shall ever be true. And it will be true in every dimension. It's true in the first dimension. It's true in the light of your soul. It's true for all souls. It stays true even when the light is shined on it. It's true that you're a creative, pure being. It's true that the three aspects of your mind, 2, 3, and 4, are here to serve you, not to get stuck in them. So again, you go through the 10 bodies, the 10 dimensions, and the truth is true. The truth vibrates, holds its energy in every dimension, in every body of the 10 bodies. So that defines a little bit more what the Sat Nam really is, that it holds its frequency through not only the test of time, but through the test of the different dimensions. So that's kind of a good calibration to play with, a good way to look at it. So now if you're born on the 2nd, the soul of 2, so the 2nd is the, we could say, the negative mind, or the 2nd dimension is inner earth. The 1st dimension, of course, being the core, crystalline core of Gaia. And the 1st dimension of us is our soul. 2, 3, and 4. 2 is like the inner earth, like that which sustains us, which holds things together from flying off the planet, like the roots of the trees or our roots. What's your core values? What are your core values? You may have an opportunity to kind of reassess what your core values are during this time. So for soul of 2, the word for soul of 2 is devotion. So rather than being pulled here or there by fearful or negative thoughts, when one is devoted, when one is devoted and is able to experience that quality emanating from their aware mind, from their their mind of the observer, this is what creates that connection or that longing to belong. It creates the belonging. You now know that you are part of creation, that you're not only part of it, but you are an important piece of the mandala. And without you contributing your gift or expressing the light of your soul at this time, that the universe is less beautiful. It's the mandala spins less. So devotion is what creates that connection, creates that, it's a knowingness. So that's what devotion allows us to experience. So we're not longing, we're experiencing that we do belong. And then we get the joy of that, the upliftment of that, the blessing of that. So it's an expression. You can express yourself. We can express ourselves and feel completely comfortable in this field. So the devotion becomes the spiritual teacher. So people, like when we were around Yogi Bhajan in the physical, and you can do this in your mind right now, we would bring him gifts, and a lot of times I brought him crystals that I would meditate on. I would place them by the Sri Guru Granth Sahib or hold them when I was reading in the Sri Guru Granth Sahib, and I would give him these crystals, and you know, I could always tell when he felt them that he could feel the vibration. So it's a way of devotion, like if you make an altar and you put flowers on your altar and you have whatever pictures you have on your altar, you light a candle, whatever you're working with, it's a way to focus your attention on something which that takes you from the finite to the infinite, which carries you across the terrible world ocean. In other words, the illusion of separation, that which makes you feel less than or powerless. Devotion gives you that feeling that you are receiving the power coming through that umbilical cord, coming through that portal directly into you, that power of the infinite, the power to create. It's not a personal power, but with devotion you receive as much as you need, as much support as you need. So that is soul of two, devotion. So soul of one, balance. Soul of two, devotion. So we've moved through the different soul frequencies. And if you're born on the third, you move into a playful, joyful expression. So for soul of three, positive mind, now you're moving. Once you feel that connection, that balance, that devotion, there's room to play, there's room to create something. So there's a happiness there. A happiness comes in. I felt the connection. I felt the devotion. And I felt this happiness fill my being. And I felt this bliss. I felt this flow. And now I'm celebrating. I'm rejoicing. And it's like the gopis who are dancing with the love of Krishna. They're just celebrating. So soul of three is like dancing, like a celebration, like, wow. I'm feeling the connection with the divine. I'm feeling my connection with the infinite. I'm feeling that I'm not alone, you know. And this is what we're reconnecting with right now. We're reconnecting with the whole galaxy rather than feeling that separation that we're just separated from, or these mortal finite beings that we live, we struggle, we die. All that's over. We have a chance right now to ascend and take our physical bodies with us. So you may be noticing that your thoughts affect your body and your breathing affects your body, and that you're getting more finely tuned to go into higher realms and feel better in your body. That this is supposedly the only time this has ever happened on the planet, that we could be move into these higher ascension frequencies and still keep our physical bodies, still keep 3D form. There's dimensions upon dimensions, and of course there's a dimension where everything's just orbs, there's the spirits. They're like orbs which you may see around you, especially when you take pictures. But that's a whole dimension where it's not physical. It's just pure light. And the orbs, which are, represent souls, just reflect all the colors of the light. And it's a very kind of light, obviously airy, blissful place, but they don't have a physical body. So while there's that beautiful, uplifting spiritual frequency, they're not able to create in the same way that we're able to create, since we have 3D. So we want to incorporate the light of the soul, of the spirit, the frequency of the orbs into 3D, and we get to incorporate all of that and ascend and take with us 3D, take with us our physical bodies, so we don't have to die to be reborn. We can be reborn when we let go of the imprints that we've gotten from 3D that are limiting imprints, limiting thought forms. So that's what I'm saying, where you may be reassessing your core beliefs. Again, I love the term Gaia chakras. So yeah, so that's some of the energies we're working with. Wow, there's so much happening right now, and I'm just feeling as we're together, just the heart fields being birthed. So yes, it's really wonderful. So we're moving at this time from to transcending the personality level to moving into the unlimited soul self. So we're creating that connection so the light can be birthed through us, can flow easily, can be birthed in every moment through 3D as an access point. So as our soul takes a physical body, takes a 3D body, and incarnates into these more dense realms, it will bring the soul qualities into 3D, so we don't have to leave 3D to totally feel more and more at home here. And so I'm sure everybody's noticing, to the extent that you're influenced by the news around you, there's lots of changes going on in the world, and certain structures are going away, and they'll be replaced by structures that support the light. Don't try to just steal the light. So these are some of the things just to look for, how the light of spirit is coming more and more onto the planet, and how you can dedicate your actions, dedicate your creativity, dedicate your thoughts to even visualize or imagine. And if you see something around you that's not working, you know, move into your observer self with that frequency of compassion. And just in your mind's eye, imagine like, well, what really would be a better, you know, system for educating children, or whatever it is that your awareness happens to go to, you can take it to a higher level. And in your mind, just start imagining something that would be more supportive. And that alone will start to create more change in the world we see around us. We're just at the beginning of this. We're just at the beginning of basically anchoring in what used to be so prevalent that everybody was aware of at the time of Atlantis, was passages, stargates, that people could easily knew how to flow from the first dimension to the center of the Milky Way galaxy and out beyond and back, and how to take these steps in consciousness, and how to stand before a stargate, whether maybe it's a stargate and they wanted to connect more with the moon, or they wanted to connect more with the sun, with the Ra energy, the Ma energy. They wanted to connect more, so there's like stargates. So what we're doing is right now we're reinitiating that connection with stargates that have been closed. Right now, with your consciousness and in this moment, I'm thank you, sir. He's like, yes, stargate's a beautiful word. It may sound too lofty, but we are made of particles from the stars, right? These meteor fields that are coming onto the planet. So these stargates, the access points, so we don't have to experience 3D as a limitation. And the different dimensions are different octaves, like different notes on a scale. So as you, if you want to connect with a different frequency, like in like a stargate, you can just visualize what that is and ask, like if you want to connect with Venus because you want more love or something, let's say. You can imagine that frequency and ask for that, ask to be calibrated to that stargate. So you'll literally, in your consciousness, stepping through what seems to be like a barrier to receive those frequencies. And I've had quite a few connections this last week with what I experienced to be higher dimensional beings, the galactics, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, the message I'm getting, the information I'm getting, is they are bringing their ships closer to the Earth. But they're still, they're really not that anxious to get stuck in 3D, to get locked into 3D. They're floating right between, you know, they're right 4D, 5D. In other words, it's that raising our vibration, that frequency, our consciousness, to that level, then boom, they come right in. And I've been feeling a lot of calibration with what I call the galactics this week, when I go into my meditation. So they're bringing their ships closer, but they're not wanting to get stuck in 3D frequencies, or they're not wanting to confront people that have fears. So more and more energies are available, but it's up to us to raise our vibration or go into that octave where we can feel that stargate, that entrance to that particular place where we can receive the energies that we need. So if you're birthing a project, if you're doing a video or a music CD or something, there's something that you feel you need, you can ask for that stargate to be opened for you, whatever it is, and connect with your Gaia chakras so you can birth it onto the planet. And I think that's the main thing that... that we meant to talk about today. So this week you can just keep breathing into birthing these ascension frequencies, this balance. And let's see here, I'm looking for the chant for us to do. So just keep breathing, there you go. And know that if there's any kind of blocks or things in your way, anything you might experience is like some karmic block or something that you're trying to pull through. And if you're not feeling anything, then something that you might feel for the planet to bring higher vibrations or peace onto the planet, then know that those blocks are being lifted at this time. Okay, there's a certain chant I'm looking for, so just keep breathing, and I'm just going to flow, doing drain. Still here, so Yogi Bhajan's here. He's just saying, you know, he's meditating on those Gaia chakras to see if there's grounding in beautiful energies for the planet. Let's see here. Okay, I found it. So the chant that we were requested to do today is the Ra Ma, which is, of course, has to do with the first step, balancing the sun and the moon. a chant for balance. Rama. Rama Satanama.
Rama.